inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We provide a little support for kiwis, tomatoes, beans, and other vegetables in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Biharski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Not just that, but fruits and flowers, too.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us, why do all these vegetables and fruits need support?
Well, for various reasons, partly to get them up and off the ground, and that may be to get some of that out of reach of the slugs, or to give them better air circulation so they don't get fungus growth and all of that. And the support helps in actually getting better production on those two. And I suppose it also helps the bees get to the flowers, which are up in the air rather than down hiding on the ground underneath the leaves.
Beans, for example, they like to climb, so they need something to climb up, right?
Yeah, it depends on which kinds. This year, for the first time, I'm growing pole beans, so that I'm looking forward to that one. But even the bush beans need some support, and that's pretty simple stuff along with the peas. And I usually use alder sticks of various sorts, some taller than others, to hold them up, again, for the air circulation and to make it easier for us to pick them.
So how do we hold them up? How do we provide that support?
For example, for at least peas, once they get up there 4 to 6 inches tall, they've got tendrils. They reach out and grab stuff. And so if we poke some alder sticks or use some netting, which also works, or even some old fencing, then the pea tendrils grab a hold of that and up they go. And they keep going up and up. If they're not given support, then they flop or they grab onto each other and you get this tangled mass. With something like kiwi vines, again, those twine around a support, and I've got them growing up one of my alder trees. Clematis grab a hold with their leaf stems, twist around some kind of support, and they will grow up. Now, with things like tomatoes, there we have to actually help them. So I drop strings down or use tomato cages, and then I'll use little hooks to the strings to the tomato vines for support, because they do not normally grab on with any sort of twisting, twining tendrils or otherwise.
Yeah, and they're kind of heavy plants too, right?
Well, and particularly once they get some fruit on them, that's where they really need the support. Again, so it's up off the ground. Yeah, they get heavier and heavier. And even I do grow cucumbers, which of course get fairly heavy. They will twist and twine, and they have tendrils also that grab a hold. And then I even grow some winter squash, and those, the fruits on those can be, well, 2 to 3 pounds each. Very often I'll make a separate little support sling, like with a piece of an old t-shirt or something like that, to support individual fruits hanging up there so they don't literally rip the whole vine down off the supports.
Those, or maybe even cucumbers, they might rest on the ground and they might get kind of moldy and they might start rotting.
Exactly, right? Yes. So that were, and the other thing is too, with cucumbers, particularly the longer slicing ones, if they are supported, then they tend to develop long and straight, where if they're down on the ground, sometimes they get more curled. So, I mean, marketability, I suppose, is a factor too. And it's easier to slice a straight cucumber than it is a curvy one.
All right. Anything else on that particular subject?
The delphiniums right now need support. So with the rains we're having, my delphiniums and many others I've seen are 2 to 3 feet tall already and probably heading for 6 to 8 feet. And the rains, it seems like, and the wind seem to come along just about the time when they are opening. The water is caught in those flowers, just like with things like peonies, which catch a lot of rainfall. And they fall over. And so then it's we're out there picking flowers to make beautiful bouquets and give away to our friends. But it'd be nice to see them standing up tall and proud on their own in the garden.
Okay, Ed Biharski, thanks a lot for the help this week.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Biharski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.